should backtrack and figure out how you suddenly in 1928 were already an arranger, and the process by which you learned that craft. First of all, what made you decide that you wanted to arrange? Was there something you weren't hearing in the music that you felt you wanted to hear?
You mean something I can improve on? No, not at all. No, just I wish that I could just do what I was hearing and do what other people were doing, mm-hmm. not feeling that I could, of necessity, do any better. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I think Archie Bleier had a lot to do with that. If the time is right, because we played a few of his arrangements, you know, the stock arrangements, and Arthur Lang and other people, I think. Ooh. Bob Herring, Paul Weyrich. What other names were that were doing stock arrangements? Jimmy Dale, Jack Mason. And I collected their stocks, you know, and I used to spread the parts out on the floor and study each one, and I start arranging like that without benefit of a score, you know, part by part, which I found out much later was really the hard way, but I didn't know any other way. And that was it, you know.